This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing a life-transforming message titled Tell Them under the subtitle Keys to the Harvest. Yesterday, he began speaking about perseverance. Today, he continues and then speaks about iteration. Let's join in.
When you are reaching out to people, it's not easy to win souls. He made a nice dinner. Can you imagine? A nice dinner. Three people, they didn't show up. The servant was ready to give up, but not the master. He said, no, we will not give up. He said, if they won't come, go out again and go and get the poor people to come. As for the party, we must hold it. So the guy went out, and when he went to invite the poor people, they came. Sometimes when you are witnessing to people, you realize that rich people are not listening to you. Go and witness to poor people. They will listen to you. Don't waste your time on people who are not thirsty. Sometimes people are not thirsty. Jesus said to his disciples, when you go to a town and they receive you, he said, stay there. If they don't receive you, he said, move on. Don't stay there. Sometimes I see people, they are talking to one stubborn person, argument upon. I forget about that one stubborn person. There is somebody somewhere who is looking for God. The minute you speak, he will lift his hand and say, I want to give my life to Jesus. Somebody like that. So perseverance is very important. The smallest crowd that I've spoken to since I started pastoring, there were two people. It was Christmas Day. I had just started pastoring. That day, about two people came to the church. I was very discouraged. Something said I should stop the work altogether. But you know, I persevered. In the midst of difficulties, in the midst of failures, in the midst of troubles, you still persist. And when you persist, you'll be surprised that after some time, the thing starts working. So some of you, your business does not work because you give up too easily. Whatever you are doing, it does not work because you give up too easily. The least sign of trouble, the least failure, the least whatever, and then you stop. I remember when I started doing Air Power conferences, the first Air Power conference that I tried, I went to Takoradi to go and try it. I booked a hotel room. Do you know how many people showed up? Two people. I didn't preach. I sat down and did counseling. Because two people, they have to preach with them one-on-one. I will never forget. They were just two people. But I knew that if I keep on in perseverance, something will work along the line. I knew. Perseverance. So the master, he was very persevering. He said, no way. We won't give up. We have a difficulty. It's true. The food can get spoiled. The people didn't come. The chairs are empty. It doesn't matter. But still, we persevere. When you lack the spirit of perseverance, you can't go forward. You will give up easily. And that will be your end. I pray that God will grant us the grace to persevere. You talk to people. It doesn't work. Go to the next person. It doesn't work. Go to the next person. It doesn't work. Go till you meet somebody who is ready to say, I want to give my life to Jesus. And you will meet somebody by all means. Number three, iteration. What is iteration? When we went to study architecture, in one of our lectures, we were taught about the different forms of design. And our lecturer told us that one of the forms of designing is design by iteration, which means try and error. You try many things until something works. Iteration. To overcome excuses in your mind, your life, you must use iteration. Try other things. If this door doesn't work, maybe the next door will work. The first strategy in this story was to invite rich people to come for this dinner. They printed invitation cards. They tried it, but it didn't work. It didn't work. Then the master said, okay. So as for the servant, he was not into iteration. He was into excuses. So as soon as the people didn't come, he said, look, let's cancel the whole thing. But the master said, no. Maybe there is something wrong with our strategy. Let's try something else. Let's switch from invitation cards. He said, now we are going to go personally, one-on-one. No more invitation cards. Because the first one, it was an invitation card. It didn't work. It was a dinner. It didn't work. So he said, okay, now let's switch. Now we are going to go one-on-one. We are going physically to the place. Also, too, we are going to change the target group. We were targeting rich people, but now we'll not target rich people again. We are going to target the poor and the sick. So they changed their strategy. They said, let's try something else. So when they tried it, suddenly it started working. Then the master said, it is working, but let's try something else again. Instead of just going to our town and our city, let's try other cities and other places that are far off. Let's try that one too and let's see. So they went and tried that one too. And that's when the house became filled. Now, the reason why excuses sometimes remain is that you have tried only one thing. And when you tried that one thing, it didn't work. And because it didn't work, you make a general conclusion that this thing will never work. Because I tried one thing, it didn't work, and that's the end of it. It's not true. I always say that when you are solving a problem and you cannot solve it, the fact that you cannot solve it does not mean there are other people who cannot solve it. The fact that you can also not solve it does not mean we don't have other ways of solving the same problem. And that's why iteration comes in. So when you begin to iterate, it takes away excuses. So you don't say, let's say you are selling soap, and the soap that you are selling, nobody buys the soap. You've gone round. You've talked to your friends. You've talked to this. Nobody buys the soap. Maybe the problem is not the soap. Maybe the problem is your strategy. You know, one day I read a story where there was a blind man and he was sitting at a street corner and he had a can there collecting money. And people passed by and on the thing, he had a sign and he had written, I am blind and I cannot see. Please help me. And he put it there. And people will pass by and some coins. True story. Coins. The man did not make much money, just coins. Then one day, a guy was passing who was into marketing. And the guy saw his sign that I'm a blind man, I cannot see, help me. Then the guy turned the paper around and he took his pen and wrote something else on it and put it there. And he went. So the blind man was sitting there. Suddenly, he heard noises. People were dropping $10, $20, $5, $3, $8, $20, $50, $100. Money was pouring in for the blind man. Same blind man, same place, same spot, but money was pouring in. The blind man didn't know what had happened. So he asked, hey, what has happened? Because I'm the same person. And money is pouring in like this. Then somebody told him that, oh, a guy came and wrote something else on the paper. And do you know what the guy wrote on the paper? He wrote, it is a beautiful day and I cannot see. That's what that he wrote. So when people were passing, they say, oh, it's a beautiful day, I cannot see. It's a beautiful day and I cannot see it. That's what the guy wrote. What it means is that sometimes it is the way you are going about it. That's why you need to iterate. So even when it comes to soul winning, sometimes you are not getting any souls, you are not seeing any response because of the way you are going about it. That is why the people changed the way. Same invitation, just that they changed the way they were going about it. And when they changed the way they were going about it, suddenly the place started getting full. One day there was a certain gentleman, I read a book, and this gentleman had a computer school. And this computer school, people were not attending the computer school. So he went to see this consultant that, look, I've been advertising, people are not attending the computer school. So the man asked him, how much are you charging for the computer school? He said, $1,000 per course. And you know what the man told him? The man said, if you want people to attend, let's make it 2,000. Then the guy said, hey, if
3,000, they are not coming. And you say 2,000. How is that possible?
Then the man told him that, don't worry. The consultant told him that. The marketing consultant, he told her, don't worry. I will write the advert now. The guy was putting the papers, but the school was empty. He said, I will write the advert now and put it in the papers. You leave it to him, but we are going to charge 2,000. So the guy wrote the advert and put it in the paper. Then the man said, when the advert appeared in the newspapers, that day, his phone started ringing. I want to enroll. He said within a month, his school was full, bursting to capacity. Now he has to stop people. What did the guy write? The guy wrote, this is my computer school. He said the course cost $2,000. That's how much it costs. But the first 100 people, and the 100 people are the people who can fill the class. So it's a class of 100 people. They get $500 off. The first 100, they get $500 as a free. They'll pay $1,005. It's $2,000. But the first 100, $500 off for free. And everybody said, we must get there before somebody gets there. Then the phone started ringing. That's the law of iteration. So here, different strategies. They talk to blind people, then they change. They talk to people who cannot walk, then they change. They talk to people with no legs, then they change. They talk to people with money, then they change. They talk to people in the town, they change. They talk to people outside the town, they talk to people in the streets, people in the lanes. I mean, different strategies to see which one will work. That's the difference between the master and the servant. So some of you, whatever you are doing in life, you are stuck. You are stuck not because the thing cannot change, but because you don't iterate. That's why you are stuck. If the master had left the thing to the servant alone, the two of them, they'll eat their own rice and eat their own tilapia. Nobody is coming, but not this guy. Look, for those of you who maybe you are doing something, it's not working. Let me tell you something. Change your strategies. Try something else. You have stayed with one strategy for too long. We are in the days of cruise missiles. You are still using bow and arrow. That's the problem.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that to reap a harvest of souls, we must persevere and be willing to try different methods. When one doesn't work, try another. Tune in same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, I'm 4 months pregnant. It's a pastor. I was unable to conceive and you prayed for me. And by the grace of God, I am 4 months pregnant.
Amen.
I give God the glory.
The message you just heard is available on the Kakrabaden Air Power app. Download the Kakrabaden Air Power app on Google Play Store or the App Store.
The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakrabaden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. You can order this book through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Squatters at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. That's +233 55 700 9010. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. That's +233 20 75 75 215. We also deliver worldwide.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.